At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Ever wonder what chickens do when you're not looking?
Operation Cover Up!
No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm!
You've got to get out of here.
I know our last escape attempt was a bit of a fiasco.
These chickens are planning a little getaway.
The plan is, we go over the wire.
That might work.
Now, they may have found their only hope.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience.
The name's Rocky.
And what brings you to England?
Why, all the beautiful English chicks, of course.
Pushy Americans.
Hi, how are you?
Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
Which bunk is mine?
What is it?
It's a pie machine. Chickens go in, pies come out.
Ooh, what kind of pies?
We're all going to fly over that fence, and Mr. Rhodes is going to show us how.
Did you say fly?
This summer.
I don't want to be a pie.
I don't like gravy.
Rocky!
I'm coming!
From the Academy Award-winning creators of Wallace and Gromit.
Rocky!
Up and down before you can say mixed vegetables!
Dare to dream.
There's a better place out there.
And get ready to fly.
Event of an emergency, put your head between your knees and
kiss your bum goodbye.
Chicken Run.
We mustn't panic. We mustn't panic.
Hello and welcome to episode 39 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Jim and Mike, and joining me is one half of the animation aficionados, I almost said alcoholic, which is TV's Mr. Neil.
Hi-de-hoo.
That's it?
That's it. I didn't come up with anything for this.
God.
Sorry.
You're so living down your reputation of great comebacks after your introduction.
It's hard to come up with something every week.
Right. Yeah, without repeating yourself. And today we're going to be going on a chicken run. Oh, God, save me now. All right, so to set the stage for everybody, Chicken Run is a 2000 British stop-motion animation film made by the Aardman Animations Studios, directed by Peter Lord and Nick Park. The film centers around a band of chickens who seek smooth-talking Rhode Island Red named Rocky as their only hope to escape from their certain death when owners of their farm decide to move from selling eggs to selling chicken pies. Ow, my brain hurts.
Your brain hurts from that?
Yes.
Well, this movie was based on The Great Escape. I mean, there are scenes in this movie that are taken right out of that. There was a scene early on where the main character is like throwing a tennis ball against the wall while she's in solitary confinement. That's like right out of The Great Escape.
Yeah. Let's talk about the voice cast that I only know one person from. I thought I knew two. I looked up Miranda Richardson, who voices Mrs. Tweedy in this, and it turns out she's a character in the Harry Plopper movies.
Harry Plopper.
and a bunch of other stuff. She's got a bunch of television and film credits. She's got a bunch of theatrical credits. But looking at this voice cast, what little voice cast there is, the only person I recognize is Riggs. I mean, where's... God, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but where's the black chicken? Where's Murtaugh?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, listeners. I did not mean... Every time I see Mel somewhere, especially Riggs. Around, yeah, especially around this time, because it was before, I think 2000 was before his whole mental breakdown and all that other crap. Mm-hmm. You know, I always associate him with Lethal Weapon, with What Women Want, and all the other movies that he's done. And it's
Bird on a Wire.
Yeah, Bird on a Wire. Yeah. And it's like, he is the only person that I recognize out of this voice cast. I don't know any of these other people. And maybe it was because it was a British movie that I find it really weird that the British movie has to bring in the Australian actor. That's a little strange.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Even weirder is that that was done to appeal to the American audience.
That sadly does not surprise me at all. Oh boy, where to start with this movie? I did not see this when it first was released into. I believe this was this had a theatrical release, didn't it? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah. I so did not see this in theaters. I looked at this stop motion animation stuff, and I was like, what the hell is this?
I don't remember if I did. I knew I was interested in it because it was Aardman.
Yeah, you're going to have to give a history lesson on them because I don't know. I mean, I know they did like Wallace and Gromit movies and all that stuff, but when I saw when I eventually did get around to seeing the movie, I originally just didn't feel like I felt like I wanted my money back, honestly.
People sending you hate mail right now.
Well, they can send hate mail to tfgandmike@gmail.com. I don't care. I don't hate the movie. I just don't care for it. It's not like me going off on oh god, what's a movie I'll be going off on in later episodes, like preview for episode 41. I'm probably not going to like Shark Tale. That's just probably going to be a given, but it's like, I don't like the animation style of it. The stop motion is it's too weird for me. And it reminds me of, and it might be because, and I don't know, I'd have to look this up. It might be because of, might be the same people that make it, but when I watched this back, it reminded me of Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's the there's these shorts. I saw them on Disney Channel. I forget who does them. Let me look it up. But it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, British chickens want to flee the nest. All right then. That's a little strange. I get why, because, well, if they're going to start making chicken pies, then why wouldn't you want to get the hell out of there? But still, it's like, it's just, yeah. Yeah, Shaun the Sheep, British stop-motion children's television series. Yeah, it's Aardman Animations.
Yeah. They've produced a number of commercials. Of course, they did Wallace and Gromit, which they're most
important. Yeah. I do like, from what I've never actually seen the Wallace and Gromit movies, but what I've seen of like shorts and stuff and advertisements, I do like the Wallace and Gromit stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about this movie that I just don't care for. I don't know if it's just the way the stop motion is with the chickens versus anything else that Aardman does. When the Shaun the Sheep stuff came on Disney Channel, I was like, what the heck is this? And I started watching some of it, and I found it pretty funny, pretty decent, but this movie is just too strange. It just goes to prove that British people are weird. Again, hate mail, tfgonemike@gmail.com.
Epic fail.
The animation style on this is just... The Aardman stuff that, as I mentioned a second ago, the Aardman stuff, like with Shaun the Sheep and with the Wallace and Gromit stuff, I don't mind it. Maybe it was just the way the stop motion played with the chickens. I don't know. It just... This movie just did not capture my attention of like, oh my god, this is an animation masterpiece. You know what I mean? It's just like,
I think I understand. yeah, for a theatrical film, it does seem kind of crudely animated just because it is stop motion. Stop motion, by virtue of being stop motion, it doesn't like really have any fluidity to it. It's like very herky jerky.
Yeah.
And if anything moves really fast, there's no motion blur. That's when it becomes really obvious that you're watching stop motion.
Yeah.
Although they did find clever ways around that. Like when, okay, what was she holding? It was like some sort of bladed device. She kind of spins the blade.
Yeah.
And they actually got it to look like it was like moving in real time while you see her reflection in the metal. And that was like really cool. That was a really cool effect.
Yeah.
And that's one of the few times in the movie that you actually see something like that.
Yeah. I mean, stop motion in general, not just with animation. I mean, I'm mainly, you know, stop motion stuff with people that have done stop motion for toy reviews and stuff like that. Stop motion in general can work. And, you know, the Wallace and Gromit stuff is really popular as far as I know, and so is Shaun the Sheep. I know a lot of people's... I know a lot of people that have kids that show them Shaun the Sheep and they love it. So stop motion can be good, but in this case for me, I just the overall plot here, just to get this out of the way. The Tweedies are a middle-aged couple who run their chicken farm somewhere in Yorkshire, England. Mrs. Tweedy, voiced by Miranda Richardson, serves as the genius and temper, while Mr. Tweedy, voiced by Tony Hygarth, is rather slow and insane, but handles his manual work. The coop is run in the style of World War II POW camp, with the chickens accountable for the number of eggs they lay daily. One chicken, Ginger, voiced by Julia Swahala, has attempted numerous plans to flee the coop, aided by contraband smuggled into the coop by two rats, Nick and Fetcher, voiced by Timothy Spall and Phil Daniels, respectively. However, she is routinely captured by Mr. Tweedy and his dogs, and as a result, thrown into the coal bin for solitary confinement numerous times. And then, as you said earlier, this is essentially The Great Escape. This is a takeoff on oh my god, we gotta get out of here!
Yeah, the Nazi military camp, which inaccurately portrays the Americans as the one who escaped, whereas they were actually moved to another facility, and it was the British. Why am I blanking on this word? The captives.
Yeah,
the captives were who actually escaped, and yeah, and of course it ends differently because in The Great Escape, I think they're all captured at the end, recaptured, but in this one, they actually do get away.
Yeah.
People are going to be writing me now. No, the ending was much different. I haven't seen The Great Escape in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, just to end the plot here. Having enough, Mr. Tweedy pushes the door on top of her before she can lash out at him. The film ends. The chickens find their idyllic setting in a bird sanctuary where they can live in comfort and raise their new chicks. Rocky and Ginger, having fallen in love with each other, become a couple. Meanwhile, Nick and Fetcher discuss their plans of starting their own chicken farm so they can have all the eggs they could eat. However, Nick and Fetcher ends up arguing with each other over whether the chicken or the egg came first. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will never watch this movie ever again.
Oh. I really liked Mr. Tweedy. I think audiences love a slow thinker, and he was definitely a slow thinker of the movie. Mm. he had some pretty some pretty good lines in the movie where just highlighted how stupid he was. I love the dull wit character.
I mean, I can love a dull witted character, but there are only so many times you can fall down a there are only so many times you can fall off a cliff without learning your lesson. Tonto say, don't go to town. Roadrunner say, stop chasing me. You never catch. Oh God. Yeah, I don't want to get on a Roadrunner tangent. That'll be, oh my God. So getting into the overall plot was just, okay, it's a great escape. And then the ending of arguing over which, oh God, no, just do not like this plot at all. As far as some production notes here, Chicken Run was to be Aardman Animation's first feature-length production, which would be executive produced by Jake Ebert's Nick Park and Peter Lord, who run Aardman co-directed the film, while Margaret French and Jack Rosenthal scripted the film. In December 97, it was noted that David Sproxton was to also produce. DreamWorks secured their first animated feature with the film, and they handled distribution in all territories except Europe, which Pathé handled. The two studios both co-financed the film. DreamWorks also retains rights to international merchandising. Pathé and Aardman had both been developing the film since 1996, whilst DreamWorks officially came aboard in 1999. DreamWorks beat out studios like Universal Studios and Warner Brothers, largely won due to the perseverance of DreamWorks co-chairman Jeffrey Katzenberg, who as a company were eager to make their presence felt in the animation market and an attempt to compete with Disney's dominance of the field. Well, no shit, because Katz, he got fired. Did he get fired or did he quit? I forget.
Oh, I don't remember.
I forget. He left Disney, and when he went to DreamWorks and started it up with Spielberg and Geffen, I think it's Geffen for the SKG.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
When they started this, Katzenberg wanted to, bring down Disney's dominance in animation because he was probably had sour grapes from either getting fired or whatever else. I don't remember what the hell happened to him.
Putting up with Michael, what's his name? The head of Disney at the time. I can't remember his name, but he used to be like the... I don't know.
Okay, here we go. I had to look this up because I knew we were going to get comments. I'm just going to read the last part of this. When Eisner's second-in-command, Frank Wells, died in a helicopter crash in 1994, Eisner refused to promote Katzenberg to the vacated position of president. This led to the falling out between the two executives, and Katzenberg left the company in September 94. He launched a lawsuit against Disney to recover money he felt he was owed and settled out of court for an estimated $250 million. So, yes, he left Disney. He did not get fired. He didn't get promoted is what happened. Oh, boy. Bitter much? Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell, composers in the artist pool of Media Ventures, were in talks to compose the film since January 99. In January 2000, the release was revealed to be for the 23rd of June 2000. Reel.com, as far as release and marketing, Reel.com received an exclusive right hosting the official site for the film and designing for which Canned Entertainment were chosen. As far as the reception, here's a couple of critical responses. Here we go. The film has received critical acclaim, from critics upon its release, and currently garners a 96% certified fresh rating. I swear to God, Rotten Tomatoes is so weird. Based on 140 reviews with an average rating of 8 out of 10, Chicken Run has all the charm of Nick Park's Wallace and Gromit, something for everybody. The voice acting is fabulous, the slapstick is brilliant, and the action sequences are spectacular. The film also holds a score of 88 based on 34 reviews on Metacritic, indicating universal acclaim. How is this movie... Oh my God, how is this movie universally acclaimed?
A lot of people like Aardman.
Just don't... Hey, that's fine. Like I've said, I like the Wallace and Gromit stuff. I like the Shaun the Sheep stuff. I'm sorry. Stop motion and chickens do not mix. For the box office, the opening weekend, the film grossed $17,506,000 and change. Worldwide total of $224,834,000 and change. So I guess that people like Mel Gibson as a chicken. I guess that's the draw here.
You know, I thought he was like the least important component of the movie. I mean, he does have a little bit of marquee value, but he, I don't know, I didn't really care that he was in the movie. He was just kind of there. Because I'm used to him in action roles, and I'm used to him being like the macho guy, and you know, him screaming that his son is dead, or give me back my son, or whatever that movie was. And in this movie, he's just not that.
Ransom. I love Ransom. Yeah.
In this movie, he's just not that. And if he's not that, then it's his voice isn't special enough to me that him being in this movie really matters.
This movie to me, with all right, Miranda Richardson aside, outside of her and Mel, I don't recognize any of these voice cast.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
Well, no, but like I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but for me, like if one of those chickens was voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson or Tara Strong or, you know, somebody I would recognize, I would be able to talk more about how I liked the voice performances. I mean, they all sounded like British chickens, and that's what they were. But it's like every female British or whatever, it's just it all sounded the same to me outside of Mel. But Mel really is. He is a live-action actor. That's what he is. I'm not saying the man can't branch out and do other things, but I don't know if his voice lends itself to animated characters. I mean, unless they're going to start doing an animated Lethal Weapon cartoon, that would be kind of cool.
Oh my god, that would be insane.
I'd absolutely love that. Lord. All right, so IGN replacement crew, 1 to 4. 1 is don't watch this even if it's free. 2, worth a watch if it's free on TV. I don't know or think if it's on Netflix, I'm not sure. Or it's a must add to your DVD collection. I'm going to give it a 2. I'm going to be generous because 2 is worth a watch if it's free on TV. If you catch this on TV, check it out. The plot is severely lacking, in my opinion, but it's something you can probably sit down and watch with your kids, if you have kids. What about you? What do you give it?
I'll give it a 3. I like the movie. With today's DVD market being what it is, I don't know if you'd want to get it on DVD unless you just want to check out the extras. But it's something you could look up on Netflix. You could, you know, check it out on Hulu if it's there. You know, it's worth watching, I think.
It was nominated and won a ton of awards. It won Best Animated Feature, Broadcast Film Critics. I can't believe your other half is not here for this. It won Best Animated Feature at the Dallas-Fort Worth Film Critics. What's an old saying about Texas? Something about steers and queers or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow. that's Mike at what's your email address again?
All right. Not going to give that out anymore. It won all these awards at these different film critics' cities, like Florida. It was nominated for a Golden Globe, Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. And then the rest of all the wins is like Kansas City Film Critics, Las Vegas Film Critics, Los Angeles Film Critics, National Board of Review, New York Film Critics. Weird. So apparently there is a video game based on this, which there's a video game based on every film at this point.
Yeah.
It's a stealth-based 3D platformer based on the movie. The game is loose parody of the film The Great Escape, which you had mentioned earlier. Apparently, the game is set in World War II, or maybe not. Maybe okay. They're saying that The Great Escape was set in World War II.
Okay.
I was gonna say if the game is set in World War II, that would be, you know, stop motion chickens in World War II. That would be kind of cool. Bang! Grand Theft Auto means Chicken Run.
Oh my god. yeah. What was it, like a PlayStation release? PlayStation 1. So it should it around that time. That's what it probably was.
Yes, it was a PlayStation 1 release.
Which means skip it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, movie license games on the PlayStation, Super Nintendo, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. If you ever see a movie license game on any of those consoles, don't buy it.
Don't even rent it. All right, we are going to go to a quick break, and we'll come back to close the show after this.
Movie Week in Review is the GeekCast Radio Network's weekly movie podcast. Steve and Mike take a look back on their favorite films and give you their thoughts. They also bring co-hosts at times. If you are a movie buff, listen to MWire only on GeekCastRadio.com.
Is this thing on? Oh, goody. Why, hello there. It's your dear old Uncle Joker here. I bet you're asking yourself, what could I be possibly doing here of all places? Well, I'm laughing at the fact that this new podcast presented by GeekCast Radio is called Legends of the Dark Knight. Who the heck knew the bat was so popular? Ugh. Join Steve, Mike, and sometimes Tara for reviews on the greatest DC animated universe cartoon to ever meet Gotham City. So join moi for the talk of the town, or I'll send Captain Clown after you. He gets mighty angry when he doesn't get to have his garbage skull. So put on a nice big smile and join us for the next GeekCast Radio Network podcast, Legends of the Dark Knight.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night only on GeekCast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Hey, listeners. Animation aficionados will be recording a Slayers episode in late August or early September. Between now and then, we want you to send us a recording of yourself doing the Naga Laugh. The most outrageous laugh or laughs will be played on the show. Send an MP3 of yourself to neil@animationaficionados.com.
For you, the listeners of Tooncast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Final thoughts on The Chicken Run?
I thought it was a cute movie. It's not Wallace Gromit. It's certainly not The Wrong Trousers, which is, I think, my favorite cartoon by them. But it's okay. Kids these days, it's hard to really gauge what they like. You might end up, if you're an adult, you might actually end up liking this movie more than your kids do. Because kids are strange.
Yeah, and for me, it's probably not something I'm going to go back to, but at the same time, I don't outright hate the film. I just found when I was watching it back, I'm like, why am I watching this? That's really my reaction. Like nothing in this film made me just turn it off and say, fuck it, I'm never finishing this ever again. You know, and as Neil said, it's at this point, it's probably got more humor in it for adults than it does kids. So
I guarantee it.
Oh God. Chicken Boob Run. There you go. There's the porn remake, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on over at animationaficionados.com?
Well, we just recorded a DVD commentary of an American Tale 3. And we recorded it with Kitty Hawk, who promptly said, "An American Tale what?" She didn't even know this existed. And as we were setting up, we discovered that there's a part 4. It's not as bad as the Land Before Time movies, but it's kind of dumb, stupid. We have a ton of shows recorded. Again, I'm drawing a blank on what we did just because it's been about a month. And I can only remember the most recent thing we did. That show that I just talked about, that's probably going to be up in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
So come check it out. We got a lot of good shows. We just put up like a massive 2.5-hour show where it starts with a convention that Ben was at, and we have outtakes from Ben Heckendorn, Thomas Revor, Kitty Hawk, and you're even in there, Mike.
Oh, God. I'll ask you about that later. Oh, Glard. Yeah. 5 minutes of Fez cannot make up for 2 hours of everybody else.
Just skip to about the 35-minute mark, and you'll be okay.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond. There's always get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every episode post. You can send us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, please do this. We are waiting for Season 2 feedback. We've only got 2 reviews in iTunes at this point. So, yay. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is Tooncast Beyond. Of course, you can always follow @GeekCastRadio for all the network updates. Mine is TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter?
It is Neil Sama. And Animation Aficionados is A Aficionados.
Cool. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork and facebook.com/AnimationAficionados. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond. I wish you'll join us next time when we'll be jumping into the DeLorean for the first time here in Season 2. We'll be heading back to 1986 in the U.S., but really 1982 in Japan and France with Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Oh, I love that cartoon.
Yeah.
Best cartoon.
I don't know if you're going to be able to listen to that episode. I'll tell you about that later.
Best cartoon theme song ever.
That is probably the only thing you and Optimus Solo will ever agree on.
Well,
for now, I am TF2 and Mike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.